before we get completely started, I want to ask some quick questions. Do we have any supporters here today for Mr. Woods that will be speaking? So, are all four of you speaking? Okay, all right. With respect, I will ask you to be concise, because we have to manage time. This is not to say that I'm cutting you off. I'm just saying, be direct, so we can move through the process. We sure appreciate it. Also, do we have any... It seems that we don't, but we don't have any victims' representatives in the room at this point, so if they happen to come in, I will certainly clue them in. Okay, thank you for coming forward already to the podium, Mr. Woods, and I'll go through the formal introduction. So, good morning. Can you state your name and ABC number for the record?
Jerry Dean Woods, 045556.
Thank you, sir. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the opposite side of the bench, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Yes. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Buell. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing.
Thank you.
Again, you are appearing before the liaison of the Board of Executive Clemency for a 31412A hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or whether to continue on home arrest status. Mr. Woods, because you were granted home arrest on September 14, 2017, and have seen this board before on April 18, 2018 for status hearing, I will begin this hearing with a brief summary. You appear you are 57 years old, is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Previously charged with, convicted, and sentenced to life for murder in the first degree.
Thank you.
And 12 years for armed robbery. You have a prior criminal history, which includes robbery, assault, and theft a long time ago. I'll read a very quick synopsis of the case. Again, this is just to reorient the board as we've heard this case before, but on June 8, 1981, Mr. Woods murdered Pat Epler. That day, Mr. Woods and Jeffrey Lane arranged. Is it Lane?
Jeffrey Scott Lane.
Lane, okay. Jeffrey Lane were planning on hitchhiking from Phoenix, Colorado. The victim agreed to give him a ride north on Interstate 17 and the Torquay exit. Mr. Woods later confessed that when the victim stopped his vehicle, Mr. Woods shot him in the ear. Mr. Woods and Jeffrey Lane then dumped the bodies, part of the victim's body, in the desert and continued traveling to Colorado in the victim's vehicle. They left Colorado and traveled to Arkansas, where they stayed for a month before returning to Phoenix. When they returned to Phoenix, Jeffrey Lane turned himself in and confessed his role in the murder. Mr. Woods was later arrested and charged at trial. Mr. Lane testified against Mr. Woods, and the jury convicted Mr. Lane of first degree murder on robbery. Again, that's a short version of the case. According to your community corrections progress report, you've been complying with your conditions, counseling, and fee payments, and you have no problem delays, which we commend you for.
Thank you, sir.
Apparently, you are not working due to disability, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And again, the community corrections progress report is pretty limited, but that's the way I read it, so.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this appears to be the 12th hearing before this board. So, Mr. Woods, tell us about your progress on home arrest since you were last seen before this board.
Yes, sir. My progress is carrying the maintenance in my mother's home and just staying stable in all my concerns towards my home arrest and as you've read, and to continue to show progress in the state of Arizona, because my family resides, what's left of my family in the United States, my mother's last to reside for my family under Crooks and Woods, you see. So this is where all my family resides, is in Arizona. So I would probably reside in Arizona for the remainder of my time. And so what we're gonna, we're just gonna stay as stable as we possibly can in representing my parole factors, and hopefully we can do it with the general parole, and not an absolute discharge at this time. You know, I'm not looking for that, I'm not asking the board for that today, just to start building more of stability in the state of Arizona.
Thank you, sir. Have you had any struggles in these last, I'd say, about 14 months? You've been off the community for about 14 months?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you had any struggles dealing with technology or returning to the community after such a long period incarcerated?
I don't feel so. I've been being able to stay stepping forward to venturing the public library, which is a very strong resource, and now I'm putting down the public library, and there's going to be a state job fest. You see, in April, I don't know quite the date yet. You know, I'm restricted from movement because I don't have a driver's license, and you guys haven't gave me the privilege to operate a motor vehicle, which I have not since I've been out. And yeah, just moving along and respecting you guys is my very adult goal, and I do volunteer work at the church, you know, like on Thursdays, and I do the services on Sunday, and anything else that older people's potlucks and stuff, and then right now that I'm being scheduled to have another surgery, which I had, you know, surgery that's in my file earlier last year, but they want to cut out my gallbladder now, so I don't know if that's going to prevent my life to forwards, or if it's going to have a good surgery from removing my gallbladder. But and then, as we know as well, I venture volunteer through mental health programs as well, with this NOAA health center through Palomino and Honor Health, and I go and talk to counselor and reentry program that they have outside prison, not the reentry the prison provides, which I did that one too before you guys released me. And now I'm doing a reentry program with the mental health, and I do that every 2 weeks. I was doing it every week, but they, you know, and he wants to put it 3 weeks or a month, but I don't mind going every 2 weeks. But the thing is my mother transports me to the parole office, to the parole board, to all my mental and all my medical and any other appointments that I submit on my itinerary. And but respecting the state, respecting the board, respecting the parole office is what I have to do.
Sir, a quick question, and that is, because we're speaking to you based on the last period since you appeared before the board, did you have any infractions earlier than that, or any problems with your parole officer anytime?
No,
the span of your
just the very when we first got out, I was at the grocery store, which I was supposed to be until 1 o'clock. And at 1 o'clock, my thing went off. That was back in December, I think, of 2017. And I called my thing off, so I took my mother's phone and called the office and said, "Hey, My things went off. I'm at the grocery store with my mother. And because she has supervised me each and every food, clothes, medical, everything. So she supervised me, and we go together, and we get along just great. And
okay, you mentioned that you've been helping your mom.
Yes, sir.
And you also mentioned a job fair. So are you considering some jobs that are less physical, or what is your plan?
Well, anything that they could find suitable. I went to the Arizona employment place, and I'm just, once I get done with all my medical stuff, that I have some serious, you know, I'm on SSI and all, and my boy visit the food mission, but that has to do whether or not how my medical goes after the next surgery that I have. And this, I have the papers right here that you can view if you want.
Oh, no, I trust that if you're dealing with medical issues, that
yes, sir.
I'm sure they're...
Now they're wanting to cut out organs. I tried, you know, for the last 10 years, tried to get some treatments, and they never would give me the treatments in the institution. As soon as I was released with Social Security, I went to straight to Social Security the first day of my release, November 22nd, 2017. And they started me and approved in 11:30, because I got out on Wednesday and started my ongoing with Social Security. And on the following Thursday, I went to an appointment on the 30th of November 2017, and it was approved. And then they started doing the blood works and everything, and they got me to where then I went and had a colposcopy surgery. They found polyps in my, and cut them out, and now supposedly they found polyps in my gallbladder and they cut it out. So I really don't know what the extent is to you, sir, and but I will keep you guys in the pro office notified to all of the facts.
Thank you. Let me ask before the gentleman, is there any questions for you?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, the gentleman is going to ask.
I think last time you had indicated you were behind on your fees, but this time you're not.
No, ma'am.
You're caught up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you for that question, because as soon as you said it, I'm like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
There was that question. Any questions for the board members? Okay, I'm going to ask again. I'm pretty sure we don't have any victims' representatives at this point, but I'm going to ask your supporters,
yes,
if they would like to speak on your behalf.
Yes.
And if you would just take a seat at the desk to your left, and I'll let them decide who wants to come first. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
And can you state your name for the record?
My name is Omega Blackwoods, your Bogwoods, and I'm Jerry's mother. Very proud to be Jerry's mother. And I tell you, I just want to commend you for letting me come to my house, because it has been it's stressful, but yet Jerry's done excellent. He's fixed things around my house. He's a fix-it man. And I tell you, I want to see him move forward. I'd like to see him, you know, be able to get his vehicle and drive his license. And I want to keep it brief. But I'm a master mother, you know. And of course, he's my youngest. But I just want to commend all of you, because really, maybe I shouldn't say it, but you're the first board that has really addressed Jerry and looked at his accomplishments, his education, and his health, and all of this, and I appreciate it. And plus, Mardell, he has been just great, and he told us that he wouldn't be here, so I guess he said he was going to make a report, so, and, but I just want to say that it's wonderful to have a good city board now.
Thank you, Mayor. Any questions for general board members? Well, thank you for appearing before the board today, ma'am, and being so wonderfully pleasant.
Yes.
Thank you. Who else would like to speak? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Can you state your name?
My name is Michael Woods, Sr., councilman. What can I say about Jerry? You know, I've come to 12 hearings, and it's been a long process, and I just have to be honest and say that when Jerry, I went and visited him many times in prison, and I saw this guy that I thought had improved and changed and grew up, you know, from being a kid and became a man and became disciplined and structured and started, you know, studied the Bible and turned his life over to the Lord. But yet I saw all that, but then I went to enough of these hearings to realize that what you see when you go visit somebody can be something different when they get out in society. And so I was kind of leery of him going to live with my mother. But after him living there a year, I realized that I was wrong, you know. But I was concerned for my mother. I wanted to make sure that she was making the right decision, making the right choice. And it's been fantastic, you know, to watch them bond together and live together sure, they're like anybody else. They have their little, you know, where Jerry will try to, you know, put in his two cents, and my mom will say, "Well, be quiet, I'm talking now." And you know, that's just going to be natural, you know, mom and son type stuff. So, but he moved in there, and he right away started dealing with his health issues and started being responsible. I was amazed on how well he navigated his cell phone. You know, he's over there teaching me and showing me all this stuff. And I've been out in society for a long time. I'm a businessman, but I'm not really tech savvy. I have my office manager do all that. But I've went over there several times, and we've always had pleasant conversations, and my mom and my brother are always telling me, you know, what he's done around there, and he's fixed the plumbing under the sink, and I'm no plumber, so I had a friend of mine go over there and do it. He did a job and fixed it, but he didn't fix it professionally like Jerry has the capabilities of doing it. My other brother's like that too. They were gifted with the capabilities to fix things, plumbing, electrical, cars, all that. I'm a masonry contractor. I can do that, but I've been trained in that area. And I can take a part off and put it back on, but I don't have the capabilities like Jerry does. He's got a lot of potential, and I think at some point he's going to have to go to the next level and go to parole. I don't know if that's today or in the future or what, because I'm not the judge of that. Thank God for that. But I do know that I've came to many of these hearings, and I have to really say that the Lord gave me the gift of discernment where I could talk to somebody for a couple minutes. I can tell pretty much where they are in life you know, a lot of times their beliefs and that sort of thing. I believe that you guys really give it a fair assessment of what's going on. You look at the facts, you look at the risk, you look at all that. And I do that too in business. You know, I look at each job like, okay, do I want to take on this job? It's like a little marriage, you know, so I'm going to have to be married to this customer for a little bit. Do I want to do that? And I know I know you guys are in a responsibility to where, you know, to me, I look at it like the Lord brought you to this responsibility to take on this task, and you can either shrink away from that or you can press into it. And so you chose to press into it. And so, but I feel in my heart of hearts, you know, he went around the house and it looks immaculate. And I worked there for about 10 years myself after my dad died in a car wreck. And so now I look at it like it's Jerry's turn to help my mom and do all this, and he has. And so he's been very responsible. I guess he meets with his parole officer regularly and is accountable to him, he's accountable to my mom. And he's always pretty much got this calm demeanor about him, which is great when you're going to deal with our society. And so, and also, almost forgot one of the most important things. If he chooses employment, I'm a masonry contractor, and I would be happy to employ him. But I would send him through my labor service because they could handle all the taxes and workman's comp and any of that sort of thing. And so that would take care of that end of it. And all we would have to do is go sign up with my labor service. And when I have jobs, I would employ him. You know, if that's what he chooses to do, or if that's what you guys ask of him, or because of his health challenges, you know, I don't know if that's going to be something he can do. Because I don't know much about medical, but when you get your gallbladder taken out, I don't know how long you're out for, or how soon you can get to work or recovery or any of that. So, do you guys have any questions?
No, I was going to ask if we could, with all respect, because you gave a great statement, but if you had much more to offer, because we need to.
Yeah, I realize you're short on time.
But thank you. That was very detailed and meaningful.
Thank you.
Good morning. Harry Valentine, citizen of Arizona for 62 years. I've built a lot of Arizona. I built the state capitol over here for 1 year with a running last plaster double mill stud. So I see the city go from 350,000 to I think 1.4 million now. But anyway, I met Joe and only in my church. I've been the same one 54 years. And about 10 years ago, Joe, that was his name, and Lomita came in. We just immediately seemed like we hit it all. And I never did get real close with Joe because in a very short time, he was going back to work in Florence or somewhere, and he got killed in a car wreck. But in that, the last 10 years, I've known Lomita. We go out to eat once or twice a month. We try to go out and eat lunch after church or something like that. But my point is, when we ask Jerry to go with us, he can't go. She has to take him home because he got the band on his leg and he hadn't got permission to go. So only the last 2 years I've known Jerry, I'm impressed with his desire to do what he should do. And I've never met a cleaner. I asked him Sunday whether he was going to preach. He looks so good. But anyway, he's just the guy that I'm all for. I think he's done his time. He's ready to have a little more freedom if you can get the band off his leg. And that would give him a little more freedom, even while he was at the church, or to look for work or whatever. But it's been a pleasure knowing him for this time, short time. Thank you.
Sir? And I want to thank you for your service to Arizona, too. At least Mr. Neal and I are both natives, and we know a lot about the growth of this city, so thank you for that.
Good city. Good to meet
you. Mr. Quinones.
Yes.
I'm a native, too.
Oh, there is a California.
You're from California.
I'm born in an old man, Cobra County Hospital. The Randall Road, what a jail.
If you want to claim like you're native, you know, go right ahead, Mr. Mr. Johnson, okay. We got to have some levity. It's been a tough morning.
I'm just following up from my husband. Harry. My name is Ruby Valentine. And I'll probably say just about the same thing that he has. We've been friends with Amita for many years. And when Jerry came to live with her, then he's become our friend too. And to me, he's an honorable person, a polite person, a good person. And he's at church and attends a lot of the things that he has mentioned. But he also is a greeter to many people that come there. And it's a small church. He's thought a lot of. And I just want life to be good to him and work out. And I know his mom is, you know, has a big load on her taking him places, and she probably really needs, you know, some help herself. But thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your time. At this point, we can ask if Mr. Woods, parole officer, would like to approach the podium.
Mr. Phillips, Mardell Phillips is his assigned parole officer, and he's out on a family emergency.
Okay, so do we have anybody representing on behalf of the parole office?
No, we just have a
report. I can't really speak.
Okay, well, we do have a report. I kind of assumed that you were here for that reason, that you were for a different deputy. Okay. Well, I appreciate you being here. I will say before we come to the end, as I stated earlier, that we do have a progress report for Mr. Woods, and everything looks like it's in order, including his release bonds, his counseling, drug alcohol testing, his fees, which along with Ms. Gail Rittenhouse asked about earlier, and I'm glad that that seems to be straightened out. And it looks like that he's been in good standing with his parole officer. At the end of the day, our parole officers do not make recommendations, so we do have a report, and I think that it suffices to move forward with this hearing unless my colleagues see any different. So, Mr. Woods, if you could approach the podium. We're getting close to the end of this hearing, so is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion, deliberate, and vote on this case?
I have full respect for the board, and the decisions that you'll make today are respectful to the state.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Woods. If you want to have a seat,
yes,
we will ask you to return to the podium in just a second, but as you well know, we operate under the open meeting laws of Arizona.
Yes.
Everything's recorded, often streamed, if I'm not mistaken, so it's all been in the open. The board has not discussed these cases before we come into the room. There's what I like to call a firewall, if you will, between each of the independent voting board members.
Yes.
To keep us independent. So, the board is now in discussion. For the board members, not to co-mingle cases, but certainly we've heard different types of cases. And I want to begin by saying that I do not want to be dismissive of the fact that this is a very tragic crime that involved a victim. And I'm sure that the death of this victim caused a lot of heartache and grief in the lives of others. So I don't wish to forget about this at a crucial moment. But this board did see fit to pass Mr. Woods to home arrest status, and after 12 months of supervision under home arrest, it would appear appear that he's made a good transition, that he's adhered to his conditions. There was the question the last time of a late payment, but it seems like his payments are in order. And we've certainly heard from some very good support this morning. It's nice to hear a very positive hearing. So at this point, I'm going to say that I'm finding Mr. Woods a suitable candidate for graduation to regular parole. But that's just one voting member's opinion, and that's where we'll begin the discussion. Yes, the other one is Governor Knauss.
Thank you, Mr. Knauss. I agree with you. I definitely see progress. And the only thing, and I apologize if you mentioned this already, we do have the letter from the Maricopa County.
Oh, yes, no. It's funny. I actually read from it, but I failed to mention
just
that.
Just to mention, it's
dated. We have a letter of opposition.
Yeah, dated December 14th, 2018. I know that letter cites the crime, and as you mentioned, there is a victim in this case, and a victim's family has suffered as a result of Mr. Woods' actions, but I think his progress is evident, so I would also be in support. So thank you, Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Honorable Ms. Gale-Rittenhouse. Any other information from both members? I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. Just give me one moment. And that motion is to grant regular parole and deny absolute discharge or home arrest. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Again, that's unanimous to grant, just 1 second, regular parole. And to deny, and I think I've said this before, but we don't have an actual box for this, but to deny absolute discharge, and I would add, for the sake of clarity, the rest. And for the rest, we have the conditions of release, and if the board agrees, I think we've arrived at the time where we can approve his driving privileges.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, again, for regular parole, follow our mandatory emergency conditions, any needs assessment or referral, as he will still have a parole officer, of course, no alcohol use, random drug tests, at the discretion of the parole officer. I'm not checking the may not operate a motor vehicle, but I would make a quick note here. There's a box here that says may not operate a motor vehicle, and I'm not checking that box, so I will.
Thank you, sir.
I will try to follow up by stating in our notes that you're being approved.
Yes,
to operate a vehicle. Hopefully safely. And some standard language, no contact with the victim or the victim's family, must pay restitution, abide by institutional rules, partake in available programming as directed. The supervision fees, I do believe, continue, so I would say $65. They loaded the gun, so I'm not going to put a date on that, and I will make a note that indicated that you were, but let's make it clear.
Thank you, sir.
So, Mr. Woods, if you can come back to the podium, and again, state your name.
Jerry Gaines Woods,
Again, this is just to close the hearing. You've heard where we've arrived. It was a unanimous grant to general parole and deny an absolute discharge of home arrest, and you may now operate a motor vehicle. Any questions?
Thank you.
Well, sir, this will bring our hearing to a close, and please have a safe and blessed day.
Have a good day.